שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים.
Hello and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, hello. Hello, Nitza Mozoz. Hello. And today we would like to talk about a violent communication in the family, literal violence at home, verbal violence at home. You can ask questions live on Dr. Lightman's Facebook page. Be with us. It's going to be interesting. Nitza, please. Yeah, so first of all, this show comes due to the appeal of our viewers, those that verbal violence is something that they're very much familiar with, and they really wanted for us to develop this talk along with you. So first of all, let's understand what verbal violence is. It's something very broad. It could range from, you know, humiliations, threats, things like that. It could be something, you know, it could be through yelling, it could come through different words, or it could come through silence, but it's not ordinary silence. It's something where you disregard the other person, you don't want to talk to them, you disconnect from them, etc., etc. And this kind of atmosphere is one that unfortunately exists in many homes. Now, when I talk about violent communication, violent verbal communication, we're not talking about some single case, but that's the atmosphere in general at home. That's the way things communicate at home. So first of all, we'd like to understand, how does such violent communication influence the household, the family, their worldview? What kind of worldview does it build in a child, in a teenager? This is really a problem, especially that nowadays, when you get married, you already, as if, know each other really well, you're familiar with each other's character. It's not like once people used to come from some distant place. You know, there were matchmakers or something, or the other way around, that people lived in villages and different such places. So they knew more about each other, you know, everything. Two families knew everything that's necessary to know about each other, and so there was no problem that they don't understand or don't know who are they involved with here. And nonetheless, the problem isn't communication. The problem is education. That people that go through school and learn different things there that they don't really need for life. Actually, what they do need for life, they don't get there in the education system. And therefore, the education system is just called so, or the Ministry of Education, it's just a name. But education is not their thing, and it's not what kids get from them. And a person goes out into life, and he has no idea how to relate to other men, women, children, how to treat them. He doesn't know how to behave at a workplace, how to get along with others, how to treat them and for them to treat him. In short, there's a problem here with understanding about the system of relations between people that, you know, we disregard them. What happens, happens, you know. But that's not true. In our time, it is completely not so. But it's really important. In previous times, it depended on who the parents are. Are they rich? Are they poor? Are they well-known? Are they strong? Are they, you know, well-known in society? Today, because everyone, let's say, are relatively equal,
חיים המודרניים דוחפים אותנו להיות ממש ללא שום הבדל.
And modern life really pushes us to have no difference between us. Have none of the signs, we have none of the signs that we had before. Congregation, color, age. So turns out that there's no framework according to which we can see ourselves correctly, or is it incorrect? Owen. There are many homes nowadays where the couple that builds their family, the communication between them is full of violence on different levels. It could be yelling, shouting, cursing, disregard, or you talk to me for several days and I don't respond to you as if you're transparent. And there are children that are born to this couple, and they're born into a violent atmosphere of violent communication. Now, what does that do to a child that grows up in a home where there is verbal violence? How does that affect a child? A child gets a sense of total uncertainty, very acute uncertainty as a result. So either he will run away from what goes on in the family, and then depends what does he escape to, good or bad things. That's what happens. But this is for boys. Girls, usually they look for how to quickly get out of such a family, and if it's possible to get married, to quickly get married, and who knows what's going to happen with them. They copy off what they had in their family onto their new families. So this is my next question about copying the behavior. I have a child that grows up in an atmosphere of verbal violence. Can he stop copying this pattern, or will he copy the atmosphere that he grew up in? Dr. Leitman, I can't say. Oh, what does it depend on, Dr. Leitman? It depends on who that child, who that person is, by character, according to everything that goes on. It's impossible. There are those that oppose what they had and actually build the opposite, build a good family. There are those that it's the opposite. They copy what they saw between their mom and dad. Right, usually this is what happens. It's always going to be extreme, or it's going to be a precise copy, or the opposite extreme. Also, those that copy the situation, what do they say? I have no other example. This is what I got. These are the patterns I grew into. And even though that I know that it was bad for me and I really want to change it, still I can't change it. I act according to a certain pattern. Right, it is the pattern that goes with me, and I have no other place to take an example from. And I return to it and everything. We always act according to our patterns from the past. And here, this is a big problem. But it's not my problem, or even the problem of my family, that even my parents, suppose, didn't teach me. But it's a problem of the Ministry of Education that really needs to bring me into such systems of relations at school and different courses and extracurricular activities where I get some kind of pattern of what a proper, correct behavior is. On the one hand, a person who grows up in such an environment, he generates a certain pattern that's how he communicates, Dr. Leitman, because he doesn't know any better. Right. Now, suppose in parallel, I am in a certain system that teaches me a different pattern. What other pattern do I have to learn about for it to build a different perception in me? Dr. Leitman, first of all, I have to build such patterns that will will be correct. That will be against how things were before, and they have to be strong, because nonetheless, I return to those patterns of that I had in my family unwillingly. And so one way or another, it's a problem. Right. Usually people will say that that's their autopilot. That's the natural form that they return to. They always have to develop something else alongside with it. And many times there are questions. And also when we got these questions, there was a question, is it possible to correct something like that altogether? Dr. Lichtman, first of all, to disconnect them from the family, Nitsa, suppose they already grew up. They grew up and they're a bit more mature now, but still, this is how they are. It's good to distance them from the original family where they have absorbed all these kinds of relations. It's good for them to have the ability to build a family independently of their parents. And let's hope that they will do it properly. This already depends on the measure to which children are smart and can criticize everything that's going on with them in the right direction. Scrutinize it. Okay, I understand the idea of disconnecting from the parents, because first of all, you have to disconnect from the bad environment that continues generating these patterns for you. First of all, you have to get rid of that. Now, such a person that is already in a relationship, starting to build his family, suppose he's already 35 and he has children, and he sees that it's like waves that comes back and back to him, and even though that he doesn't want it, but it's stronger than he is. This is already a problem that needs to be dealt with, treated. If from home he got bad examples of his parents' behavior, if he did not get from school and on good examples that will correct it, then he himself needs to enter some courses, he needs to enter that society that will straighten him out, that will help him. Suppose he joins such a course. What's the central main thing that he has to be taught? First of all, he has to know, how does he function according to the patterns that he has generated over time throughout life, that even animals teach their offsprings how to live, etc., etc., how to behave. And we're really worse than animals because we have so many options and opportunities. But neither man nor society do we want to correct them. So this is the first thing that he needs to understand, that the functioning today is according to the patterns that they've received up until now. What's the next thing? That he will not want to return to what happened with the parents. This is number two. That this is the first thing, but that he works according to plans, and that the plans are not good, that they're not proper. Third thing is a decisive decision, and once and for all, that he does not want to build the same relations like he saw in his family. And what does he have to do? I think that there have to be such plans on, you know, programs on the internet, TV, different courses that a person can participate in, especially virtually through the internet, that teach him how does he behave, what's bad about it, and how to change himself, etc. After he came to the understanding, we brought him to a point where he understands, okay, I don't want to continue this way, I want to change things. What is the first principle that you would teach him? How to start from zero, from scratch. Starting from scratch actually can't be simply from scratch because zero doesn't exist. It exists because I and my spouse, we love each other. And we are at least trying to be equal. Equality is something special, that no matter what the one does, the other does the same. For better and for worse. Wait, this I don't understand. We're talking about a couple, right? So what the one does to the other does, they do the same to each other. Oh, and can you give an example? Dr. Leighton, doesn't matter. The way we get up, talk, everything. For us to learn from each other about how each of us is trying to be good, even if he's not used to it, really forcefully, and he shows the other that he does it forcefully. There's nothing to hide here, to the contrary. The more forcefully he does it, it forces the other to do the same. You talked about the principle of equality, and it's really interesting because we know that people whose communication is violent, usually what stands behind it is their desire to control the other person. Dr. Leighton, that's why I mentioned it. Anitza, so suddenly I understand that the way to get a person out of his desire to control someone else is, first of all, to start training you to be in a state of equality. Dr. Leichman, I look at the other and I learn from him how to behave. And immediately, I really behave like a mirror. Like a mirror. Like a copy of him. And for him to see that that's what I'm doing. And if he doesn't behave properly, he behaves violently, then he'll see it. Suppose Nitsa yells at me, so I have to yell at her back? But you're showing her that you learned it from her. And then she as if needs to, what? Then she'll see that she's behaving incorrectly. She'll feel it on herself, and then as a result, you'll change each other and correct each other. So if I see her trying to overcome, and really she's trying to talk patiently and considerately, not in a violent way or anything, then I, as a mirror, have to try to mirror her good behavior and give her back a good example, and then that strengthens me and her. But if suddenly I see very violent kind of behavior in her, or she sees it in me, then I reflect that back to her too. And that's surprising, because if I'll reflect violence, Dr. Leighton, but she understands, according to your behavior, that you are showing her what you got from her. And if she's edgy, and it'll make her shout even more. So you should shout more too. So who's going to stop? It's a feedback a response, the correct response by which we balance out, even out the systems of nature. Look, this is how it is in technology too. Look, by character, I'm very edgy. I have a very short fuse. If my wife tells me something that I don't like, doesn't matter what, I don't like something, I respond very forcefully and quickly. Now, if she will repay me, you know, will mirror it to me, I'll simply explode. I don't have the ability to stop this inner outburst. I don't see any other way that it's possible to reach a state where you understand each other and you're concerned that your relations will be balanced. If I understand correctly, what you've described is different than what Owen described. Owen said that he yelled and now I as if pay him back. But you're saying that I just imitate him. I like act him out in return. It could even be kind of funny if we know that this is the game that we're playing. That all in all, it's like I turned on some recorder, video recorder, and I simply play back the way he behaved. That was the idea, to reflect it to him, to mirror it to him. Dr. Leighton, yes. And he sees it, and he knows that you're his mirror, and gradually this brings you back to a state where you want to show each other a copy of your good behavior. Okay, now, it's a principle of equality, I think, that it's clearing up gradually. Now, what stands behind it? What do you build in me now by that, Dr. Levin, that this is how we build our relations all the time? That I will immediately see on the other what I'm doing to them. And when the other looks at me, at my behavior and responses, sees that this is what he does in me. By this, we build each other. And this gradually starts building a new pattern of behavior where I gradually examine myself compared to the opposite person. That helps me correct myself. Oh, and a question that came online. She says, today, in general, the feeling is that if in your communication there's no yelling, shouting, demanding, this is what I deserve, then you're a sucker. Is it possible to break this circle? Dr. Lake, no. Here she's already introducing other problems. We're talking about how do we build a young couple? How do we build their relations that it's not known to us? Where do they come from? What do they do? But each that enters the other sees on the other the way that he behaves. His mirror. So this is the first principle that we have to work on. Mirror or quality. And then this way, for sure, I will relate to my spouse in a way that, what do I want to get from them? So what follows is that now I stabilize the situation, my spouse, and I also stabilize our relations, and it's all in my hands. And that's how it is with each of them. How do you control it? You said, what do I want to receive? What do I want to get from them? How do I control that which I will receive? I see how on her how I behave according to her response. So since I'm the mirror of the other side, if they behave properly, if the other side behaves properly, so do I. If he doesn't, I don't either. Right. But see how much this response and relations seem egoistic. And who doesn't want for it to be that way? That I'll behave like she does and she'll behave like I do. Not that I'll always behave with love and forgiveness and everything. But if we know that by that we want to show the welcoming, let's call it, of the other, then by that I learn what does the other side want to do to me and how am I supposed to behave now in order to evoke in them a proper, correct response. By this, we educate each other, teach each other how we can influence one another, and what follows is that we don't need any psychologist or nothing. Eventually, it needs to bring us to a state where I look at my spouse, and accordingly, I know what is demanded of me. A question I got from your Facebook page, suppose we're a couple with children, will we behave that way next to our children too? Dr. Levy, no, I'll leave the children aside. We'll talk about this next time. We're concluding, so one more question. In life, or more correctly, I'll never be able to behave like my husband, and he won't be able to behave like I do. So, Dr. Lakeman, I'm sure that you, as a woman, can undoubtedly show your husband how he's okay or not okay. It is a woman's character. And the husband will also feel on her behavior, and he'll feel good that it comes as a copy from him. Unfortunately, our time's up. We talked about violent communication in the family and how to overcome and build new patterns. How do you summarize all this? We need to systematically build such a relationship that actually by that we show each other what each of us gets from the others. Because it's unclear to us. Usually it's clear what I want. And here we show how each accepts the others. In short, we have to work on it. See how beneficial it could be, and then we will talk. Thank you very much, Dr. Lakeman. Thank you. Till next time, all the best.